Therefore, since this excellent and beneficial custom has been violated, a custom that was a foundation of love, a comfort in poverty, a correction for riches, a moment for profound philosophy, and a lesson in humility, he naturally addressed them severely, saying, "In giving you this guidance, I do not commend you." Unlike the former guidance where many adhered, thus he began with words of praise. "Now I commend you for remembering me in all things." But here the exact opposite. "In giving you this guidance, I don't commend you." This is also why he did place it after the critique of those who consumed the idol sacrifices. To soften the unusually harsh critique, he inserted the discussion about the wearing of long hair so he wouldn't transition from one strong criticism to another, appearing too stern. Then he returned to the assertive tone, "In giving you this guidance, I do not commend you." What does this mean? That which I am about to relate to you. What is meant by "in giving you this guidance, I don't commend you"? He says, "I do not affirm you because you have compelled me to offer guidance. I do not commend you because you needed instruction on this matter, because you required my admonition." Do you understand how from the outset he indicated that the actions taken were severely inappropriate? For when one who errs shouldn't even need a hint to avoid error, said error appears to be unforgivable.